This podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide specific clinical interventions, advice, or recommendations. If you are experiencing a mental health emergency, please contact 911 or 988. We know that mental health has a huge impact on our lives. It affects how we think, feel, act, how we make decisions, our relationships, and so on. It truly has an impact on every part of who we are. So can making changes in our lifestyle lead to improved mental health? Well, according to the American Psychiatric Association, healthy lifestyle behaviors and habits can be used to both prevent and even treat some mental health conditions. The APA groups these lifestyle behaviors into five categories: physical activity, nutrition, mind-body or mindfulness practices, sleep, and social connections. We're going to look specifically at three of those areas in this podcast and identify some specific things you can do in each of them to promote your mental well-being. First is physical activity. Regular exercise has consistently been shown to reduce symptoms of depression and have positive impacts on anxiety, ADHD, stress, and overall cognitive functioning. Exercise is one of the most effective behavioral antidepressants that exists. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that I don't love to exercise. But really, exercise can take many forms. It can be walking, running, swimming, taking fitness classes, sports. It also doesn't have to take a ton of time. Start with small changes, like perhaps taking the steps instead of the elevator. Take a few minutes of your lunch break to take a walk outside. Do a few jumping jacks or push-ups in your office. These small changes really can help with your overall ability to focus and concentrate, as well as releasing hormones that just make us feel better. Next, nutrition. As much as we probably hate to admit it, what we eat does affect how our brain functions, and it ultimately has an impact on our overall mood. Studies have looked at what are called traditional diets, such as the Mediterranean diet, which is full of fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins, and they found that the risk of depression was 25 to 35% lower for those who eat that kind of diet. It is really hard to change our eating habits. I recognize that. But again, we can start small. Start by paying attention to how eating different foods makes you feel. Maybe not even just in the moment, but the next day. Also, ensure that you are eating regular meals. Don't get hangry. Stay hydrated. It really does affect our mood, energy level, and concentration. And finally, sleep. We all know that we feel better after a good night's sleep, and much worse when we're sleep deprived. There is a lot of research now that suggests sleep is vitally important for both our physical health and our mental health. Insomnia is both a symptom of mental disorders, but it can also contribute to the onset and worsening of mental health problems. So, are there ways we can improve our sleep? At the very least, we can work on developing good sleep habits. Things like watching our caffeine intake later in the day, sleeping and waking at consistent times, watching our alcohol consumption, and decreasing screen use in the evenings. One strategy for better sleep is the 10-3-2-1-0 rule. It goes like this: 10 hours before your bedtime, avoid caffeine. 3 hours before bed, limit food and alcohol. 2 hours before bed, try to relax and avoid mentally taxing tasks. 1 hour before bed, put away all of your electronics. And 0 times hitting that snooze button in the morning. So, what is one small lifestyle change you can begin implementing this week to improve your own mental health? One more thing, and this is really important. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now or not sure what to do. Maybe you're not sure who to talk to, or you need a friend, someone to walk with you, someone to listen. Let me encourage you to reach out to your chaplain. That is why they are here, and they really do want to help.